has gone out, she's on a date. You just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. And what for? So you've got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. But Captain Jack can get you high. And you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've got to keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed. And that's too long. Just a little push and you're smiling.
the color.
Yeah, we're going to rock, we're going to roll. Saturday's party time with Lister and Sly Dunbar here on 90.1 FM, WSB, Stony Brook.
Hey, taxi.
Yo. Hey, it's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. I make that 12 minutes after 10 o'clock. And what you just heard was the beginning of brain damage, which can usually start with a few drinks, I guess. Captain Jack from Billy Joel back in 1973. Some might say when he was still good. Others might say when he was just beginning. But it was a long time ago. And that's a record that... I could see that scene, that scenario being played out even as we speak tonight here on the radio all over suburban Long Island and Connecticut. The program's Brain Damage. Eric Horley here with you on this glorious Saturday night. And we've got a bunch of things to do. First being, we're going to actually hear in its entirety the long-awaited and actually long-forgotten Brain Damage Incorporated compilation of phone calls and assorted skits and things like that. We've got some weekly summary things that have been happening in the news we'll look at later on, and of course, take your phone calls at, 632-6901, area code 516. We can talk about everything that there is to talk about, from what's happened to you this week, what's happened in the news. I'll talk about weather, you know, the snow falling on the ground. And I'll tell you, I got my Christmas spirit this week, finally. Now, what the hell do I do with it? You know, I mean, you see snow on the ground, and all of a sudden you get into the holiday festivities. But 2 weeks ago, you know, it's kind of... past the point now, so I'm looking for suggestions on how I can spread holiday cheer in the first week of January. And all kinds of other things, too. How the New Year's resolutions are holding in. I've got a few sort of resolutions of my own, some of which involve this very program. We'll get into that a little bit later on. It's 14 minutes after 10 o'clock now, and let's take a listen to the... long-awaited Brain Damage Incorporated compilation of assorted sounds. The whole thing in its entirety is entitled Eat Chicken and Die, and I'm sure that will become quite apparent to you as the minutes progress. Enjoy.
If you will wind the tape or start over again, I may proceed, but I do not find it possible to proceed with the tape in the present moment. In fact, I refuse to proceed any further. I am staying in my church until you rewind that tape and I can go once again.
This is no value.
This is no value.
This transmission is coming to you approximately halfway between the moon and the earth.
They got
it, Mavis? Yeah, hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Now, I'm on a special diet, so I can't have some foods, but I wanted to taste a McDonald's for a while now. Could you possibly tell me what exactly goes into a Big Mac?
Okay, on a Big Mac, it has the beef, the hamburger meat, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has a special sauce with onions and lettuce. And two pickles and a slice of cheese.
Now, do you know what the special sauce consists of?
Could you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, I can hold on.
Not eat.
Well, I'm supposed to have low sodium foods with like not a lot of salt.
Uh-huh.
And I can't have things with iodine.
Uh-huh.
Or glycerin.
Uh-huh.
Or hypoglycerates.
Hypoglycerates?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. you can have a Big Mac then.
Okay, thank you very much.
The number you have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it. The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected. 3 damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Dies ist viel besser.
Boys and girls, it's time once again for the Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher show. I'm Uncle Rodney, and here's Captain Christopher to tell you what we're going to be doing today.
Thanks, Rod. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today, kids. It's right around the corner.
It sure is, Captain, and you know what else is right around the corner? Marxist Revolution!
By golly, you're right, Uncle Rodney. And when that happens, every day will be Thanksgiving, kids.
We'll give thanks that we no longer have those smelly capitalists cracking the whip over people like you and your parents.
Unfortunately, there's only one day a year right now for Thanksgiving, and there's not all that much to give thanks for.
Oppression, depression, recession.
The corrupt power structure.
Unemployment.
Tax breaks for the rich.
We're going to learn a new word today, boys and girls. It's the word hypocrite.
That's what we call anyone who celebrates Thanksgiving. Now, don't worry if that doesn't make sense to you now, kids. Just remember that it's true.
You'll understand why sooner than you think.
Now, what can you kids do to help destroy this horrible rich man's holiday?
Keep asking questions. That's one thing the capitalist bourgeois elite hates more than anything else.
Ask questions like, why don't the masses share the wealth of the DuPonts? Or, why do the fascist leaders always stay home and send our soldiers out to fight in imperialist wars?
Now, that may not sound like much, but when you 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds at the dinner table start asking these questions on Thanksgiving Day, your parents will stand up and take notice.
And so will your brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, and grandparents.
And then they'll be the ones to start asking those same questions. And soon, before you know it, millions and millions of people will be asking those questions day and night.
And it'll all be because of you kids out there. Think of that.
That's right. But you have to hurry up, because after about 20 years, everyone will start to realize that there are no answers to these questions.
That's when a spontaneous movement of the people will topple the elite into the rat-infested sewers.
And by that time, you kids will be old enough to pass judgment on some of the leaders of today's corrupted government.
Wouldn't it be fun to send the entire House of Representatives to the gas chamber?
Or, better yet, why not turn it into a gas chamber?
And after that, you boys and girls will have the sole responsibility of installing a progressive Marxist state sensitive to the needs of the proletariat.
And you won't ever have to worry about someone toppling your government, because nobody will ever disagree with you.
Doesn't that sound nice, kids?
Death to the fascist imperialists!
Glory to the revolution!
On with the struggle!
And that's all we have time for this week. We sure hope you boys and girls remember everything we've talked about today.
If not, a complete cassette transcript is available.
Start the revolution on Thanksgiving Day, kids, and don't forget to spread the word in your school.
And if you want your own Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher guide to overthrowing the government and coloring book, send a certified check or money order for $17.95 to Book, P.O. Box 1, Washington, D.C.
Until next time, I'm Captain Christopher.
And I'm Uncle Rodney.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye!
You can eat chicken.
Well, I eat chicken daily. I fry it, I broil it, I bake it.
It's got to stink. It's got to be rotten. It's got to stink. It's got to be rotten.
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God, no. No, no way.
There is some contamination in dirt and commercially produced chickens.
Right, chicken daily.
With all the thousands of chickens cooped up together, and when disease runs rampant through the whole flock, and, you know, they give them a lot of drugs.
No, no way.
Give them a lot of drugs.
No way. Oh, God, no. No, no way.
You can eat chicken and die.
No way.
You can eat...
Oh, God. No, no way. Chicken is actually meat. Did you know that?
Right, chicken daily.
It's got to stink. Chicken is actually meat. It's got to stink. It's got to be rotten. Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to go into our lettuce by eating chicken or eating something or whatever. Whatever it takes, we're going to die. So why should you worry about that?
How would we know that they died from bad chicken?
You know what I mean? It stinks.
How would we know?
You can eat chicken and die.
No, God, no. No, no way.
People poison them, they're still going to die.
Give them a lot of drugs.
People who die from chicken.
Mostly they get sick. You salmonella poisoning, you get really ill. It almost, you get flu-like symptoms.
When you prick it, there won't be any good to you.
Fever, nausea, vomiting, and, it's very uncomfortable.
Depending on how big the chicken is.
There is some contamination.
It's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Mostly they get sick.
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to die to our lettuce by eating chicken or eating something or whatever.
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Give them a lot of drugs.
It's very uncomfortable.
Disease runs rampant.
No way. Did you know that? No way. Gotta leave it out for like 48 hours. Chicken is actually meat. You know what I mean? It stinks.
Right, chicken daily. People who die.
It's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Whatever it takes, we're gonna die. So why should you worry about that?
You deserve to die. You know what I mean? It stinks. Did you know that?
Can I help you?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
You need to call to Germany?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
One moment. No, sir. Nobody here speaks German. Only English and little Spanish.
I know little English.
You know a little English?
I'd like to make a restroom to California.
Do you know the number?
Yes. But not a joint. Hey. 292-5155.
What do you call it, California? What part of California? What city?
Palunster.
Palunster, California? Palo Alto?
Yes.
Okay.
A restroom.
Restroom?
Yes.
You're calling to a restroom?
No. A restroom call.
A restroom call? I don't...
A restroom.
You want to pay for the call here? You want to call collect? You want the people you're calling to?
Yes, collect. Restroom.
Collect. Okay. Moment. I have to get area code.
Restroom is a non-English word?
The restroom is bathroom here.
Oh, I got confused. What the bathroom?
You mean you have to get the area code?
I make jokes.
Who do you want to speak to?
Svenko.
Svenko?
Svenko.
Svenko.
Yeah.
Let me see. You don't have the area code?
No.
No?
Eh.
You don't have the area code?
292.
292, that's the number.
Oh.
You need an area code before that. Okay. Is this, it's in Palo Alto, A-L-T-O?
A-L-T-O. A- yeah.
Okay, that area code is 415.
Four. Oh.
But there's no 292. There's no 292 in that area. Do you understand?
No.
Yeah.
There is no coffee that knows German?
No. No. No one.
Okay, thank you mostly.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you mostly.
Okay. I'd like to address myself to all of the citizens of this fine country of ours. America, we need defense. We need it bad. Remember, a strong defense makes sense. And right now, our defense is in an awful state. Why? Because not enough of you people care enough to support it. Why, I'll bet there are a good many of you out there right now who have not given us control of your savings accounts yet, or arranged to have your paychecks mailed directly to us to save time. We need your money. We need more than UNICEF or Public Television or Amnesty International or any of those other faggots. We give you something they don't. We give you security. Protection against aggression. We have more nuclear warheads, B-52s, and submarines than we can count. And they're all there to protect you. When those Russians come marching over the hills, we're going to have enough ammunition to blow them to the moon. But that's not enough. We want to send them to Mars, and we want to have enough left over for the Chinese. And don't forget those Iranians. Now, there are a lot of communists and homosexuals out there who say they don't like the Defense Department. They say they don't trust us. Well, let me tell you something. This is a free country, and the only way it's going to stay free is if we lock people like that up so they can't do any harm. It's people like that who say that it was wrong to go into Vietnam. Poppycock. A lot of good things came out of that. The Boys in Company C, Coming Home, and The Deer Hunter. Three of the most popular movies of the 1970s. All about Vietnam. And if these subversives had had their way, you wouldn't have been able to enjoy them. That's the way those pinkos operate. First they take away your entertainment, then they'll take away McDonald's. We know that good, wholesome Americans don't want that. So if you send us a little extra money, we'll try to put some of those commies on a rocket ship and send them to Neptune or something. See how they like that. In the meantime, keep on sending us money for our day-to-day operations. If everybody would just cut back and have one meal a day, they'd be able to save up more money to send us. Now, if we get enough by the end of the year, we'll be able to show the Deer Hunter on every plane we send to El Salvador. Just our way of saying thanks.
Return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
This is the Vice President.
That's the Vice President. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, guy.
Yeah. A very enthusiastic crowd here, as you can hear.
Well, listen, I just called in to thank you and everybody else for this
hard work up there, and I hope we have something to celebrate. Have you got any yet? It's silly, isn't it? Get any returns on how our ticket and all of that?
Well, we don't have any returns yet, but I think that it's safe to say that you're going to sweep the state and almost unanimously.
In the hotly contested fight, every word, and I'll tell you what, I think a great fall, I think whoever is we've begun to try to get this focused Democrat.
We're having some technical difficulties here, as I say. We're not able to read you very well.
Well, I'm not saying a hell of a lot either.
Could you share with us, if you will, we have quite a few members of the press here. Could you share with us your feeling as to the future in the general election?
Well, what I was affecting to say is that as I look at what's happening on the Democratic side, it's me that we have not really done yet to run against the Democrat. And as soon as they have their nominee, I'll be at it. And others can take message. And I think it's a very good place for the voters.
Well, we thank you very much for your call. We all love you. We look forward to working alongside of you. You preach loyalty, Mr. Vice President. You practice loyalty, and you're about to see loyalty come back to your favor. Are you still there, by any chance?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Hall.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
Designed to withstand the impact of the Boeing 727 at landing speed without causing any disruption of any safety-related equipment.
Good evening. You've reached our voice-activated switchboard. Please speak in a loud, clear tone of voice. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6164.
No.
If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
No.
Your telephone number is incorrect. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6134. If this is correct, say yes.
Yes.
If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your telephone number is correct.
Yes.
Please tell me your Social Security number.
What?
Your Social Security number is what? If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
So yes. Oh, God.
Your Social Security number is correct. Please describe the nature of your problem.
Wrong number.
The nature of your problem is wrong number. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your problem is correct. Please describe what you would like us to do.
You can give me credit.
You would like credit from us. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
This is bullshit. Yes.
Please describe the amount of credit you would like.
Whatever the call cost.
I'm sorry, I must have a number in your answer. If you would like us to calculate the credit, please say yes at this point.
Yes.
Please tell me what number you were trying to call.
201-6132.
The number is 201-6132. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes. Yes.
Please hold while I calculate the credit.
I can't believe they waste this much time to do this.
The amount of credit required is $17.63. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
We will mail you a check for the amount of money. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and for being so patient.
Oh, God, help me.
Please call again.
Do I hang up now?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Weather experts say the winds have now changed and appear to be carrying the radiation back toward the Soviet Union.
Oh, what a nice transformer. Oh, what a nice transformer. My God. So I'm going to experiment with it. That's what I got it for, was for experimental purposes. But if I wanted to, I'm going to be doing up a Ranger 2 that I have for my own use.
Emergency measures have been taken to eliminate the aftermath of the accident. All parts of France and the nearby areas have fallen off. Aid is being extended to those affected.
Unbelievable. Well, what I'm thinking of using this thing is a driver transformer because it's center tack. You series up the windings like 5K, step up to 6K. The DC resistance is a little high, so, it'd be good for something like lower moon triodes.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're here today to talk to Archibald McFranklin. Arch is going to tell us...
Excuse me. I would rather prefer you not call me Arch.
Oh?
I can't tell you how much I despise that name.
Oh, I see.
All my life I've had to put up with that. You understand, it's not like I'm trying to be pompous or anything.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Good.
I suppose Archie is right out, too.
Please, just call me Mr. McFranklin with a capital F. Heck, you can even call me Mac, or Frank, or anything, really.
All right, well, we're here today with Mr. McFranklin, who's going to tell us about an organization that he started up over the summer.
Actually, I think Mac would be the best. Mr. McFranklin, with a capital F. It sounds too damn formal.
Mr. McFranklin, Mac, that is.
Thank you, Mac.
Has been working on a brand new movement in this country.
Well, let me just set you straight on something here. You can't work on a movement. A movement has to occur.
Uh-huh.
It's not something that can be planned. It has to be the spontaneous expression of a large mass of people.
Oh. Well, Mac, why don't you just tell the folks at home what you have going?
No, I think I'll do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major problem facing everybody who speaks the English language. Do you know what that problem is? We're running out of vowels.
Okay, could you perhaps explain that a little?
I plan to. Now, folks, a vowel is a precious thing. There aren't all that many of them to start with. There's A, E, I, O, and U.
And sometimes Y?
Well, yeah, on occasion, but not nearly as much as it used to be. Now, these vowels, they're like bridges, if you will, that connect land masses together. The land masses I'm referring to are, of course, consonants, and there are a whopping 21 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can see, the vowel is already an endangered species.
All right, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what leads you to believe that there is a more immediate problem?
Well, the vowel has lived in relative peace ever since it was first invented. It was only natural that if you had a couple of consonants, you'd link them together with a vowel, or sometimes two. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's put a B and a D together.
Okay.
Now, what do you have?
Brrrt.
There's really not all that much you can do with that, and it doesn't sound all that nice. Does it?
Brrrt.
Try it out.
Brrrt. Yeah, yes, you're brrrt. Right.
Right. Now here comes a vowel running to our rescue. It's an A, and that A implants itself right in the middle of that awful-sounding word, and what do we have? The word bad, which is an apt description of what we had before.
Yeah.
Now, here comes another vowel. This one's an E. It does the same thing. We have the word bed. Here comes an I. Now we have bid. An O makes bod, which I believe is a slang expression among young people. And U creates the word bud. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yes, it certainly is.
How often have you wanted to scream, "Oh, thank God for vowels"?
Not as often as I should, I must admit.
So the problem of appreciation is an ever-present one. But to answer your question about immediacy, a new problem has begun to manifest itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever look at the listings in the telephone book?
Oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
It wasn't.
Yes, I have.
Well, then, you must notice that next to a person's name, there's generally an address.
That's true, there is, in little tiny print.
Right, but that's not where the problem lies. The problem is that every word in the address has the vowels plucked right out of it.
You don't say.
Yeah. Now, let's say someone lived on 14 Saddlebrook Road in Rochester. Now, do you know how that would read in the phone book?
How?
Well, the 14 would be numeric, and they don't touch those. But the rest of it would read something like Saddlebrook Road, Rochester. I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly roll off my tongue.
No, it sounds rather harsh and unpleasant. Now, do you and your followers believe that the elimination of the vowel is intentional and perhaps part of a master plan of some sort?
Oh, yes, of course. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this is only the beginning of a long and dark age where the vowel will be cut back in ever-increasing numbers and eventually eliminated altogether. One day it'll be illegal to use vowels in any form unless, of course, we do something now.
But why, for heaven's sake, would anyone want to destroy vowels?
It does seem a bit strange. I'll have to grant you that. But if you look at what's been happening in the 20th century, you'll see there's a lot of emphasis lately on efficiency and quickness.
Mm-hmm.
Computers, robots, mechanical perfection. Slow. More time-saving, and hence, more desirable.
Well, that's downright frightening.
Yes, it is, and it's downright ignorant, too. Because without vowels, there's a lot you can't do. But let's say you want to scream. A scream is composed of the letter A repeated many times, or the letter E, depending on your personal preference. Ah! That will be a sound of the past, and I just wonder what they're thinking of replacing it with. The letter S? That won't make a good scream. Nor would the letter B. You can't even keep that going longer than a second.
Yes, but...
Or let's just say you have something really good to eat. I'm used to saying, there are a lot of A's in there, and there's just no way you'll be able to communicate that expression without a vowel. And that's just the tip of iceberg.
The what?
That's iceberg. You see how hard it's going to be?
It sounds almost like a foreign language.
Now, I'm very glad you picked up on that. Have you ever looked at the Russian alphabet?
Well, no, not lately, I don't think.
Well, there aren't many vowels in there. Rather an odd coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Are you implying that the Russians are behind the elimination of the English vowel?
Well, the purpose of this vowel movement of ours is not to cast blame or raise suspicions, although the Russians could certainly be considered prime suspects. You know they even have a backwards R, just like little kids draw? I think world literacy is their goal.
But that's not necessarily the view of the entire vowel movement, is it?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'll see my wife tonight and I'll ask her what she thinks.
You mean...
Well, you see, we're not exactly a massive movement just yet, but you wait and see. They'll write books about us someday. I just hope they'll have lots of vowels in them.
Archibald McFranklin, thank you for being with us today, and good luck saving the vowel.
Thanks. Good day.
What?
Only kidding.
We've been listening to selections from Brain Damage Incorporated, releases from 1988. And this is a call-in program right now called Brain Damage. If you want to call us up, it's area code 516-632-6901. We'd like to hear all kinds of crazy things that may be on your mind on this day. 632-6901, area code 516. There'll be no discrimination.
And all that you give, and all that you deal. Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Don't forget that. 632-6901, area code 516. And of course, we just heard Brain Damage / Eclipse from Pink Floyd. Not the original version, in case there are purists out there. It was the version that appeared on the greatest hits record known as Works. Slightly different mix there. And of course, some might consider it sacrilege to speak over Pink Floyd, but hell, that's what we're here for. And we heard selections from Brain Damage Incorporated, which was a bit of fun there, and hopefully we'll come up with more stuff like that in the future. We have one open line left, so if folks want to call in, it's competition now, 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Quarley smokes crack. Quarley smokes crack. Quarley smokes crack. Quarley smokes crack.
Now, let's see, we're going to transfer them over there.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
And that's the end of them. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey, how you doing, Ash?
Okay, how are you, caller?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's good to hear.
So, Eric, what's up, man? This is Tommy Chong, remember me?
Tommy Chong, the guy who works in the Chinese restaurant,
yeah,
right?
But remember, I got fired.
He got fired last week, and your brother called up, and someone dancing naked through the house and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that was my other brother. My younger brother called in, and my older brother called in. He insists that, my brother, you see, he's mentally crazy, and that's why he called my older brother.
We like to call it mentally active in these days.
Yeah,
It's a better term.
I see.
So, what have you been up to? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just getting ready for, I don't know, man. I'm just, there should be a lot of people from the CB calling. I told everybody, and they're all going to say that they're from the CB, and they're not going to babble either.
I hope not, because we have been accused of babbling on for a little too long sometimes about nothing in particular.
All right.
And we'd like to talk about things that have to do with things, you know,
things. I have the question of the night. I thought of it.
Okay.
I was thinking about it before when I was getting my hockey stuff ready. All right, this is the question of the night. Why do music bands use profanity?
Why do music bands use profanity?
Their songs.
Well, first of all, what is the difference between a music band and a regular band?
Well, they're the same thing. I mean, really.
Uh-huh. That's a waste of a word then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I just want to make sure we don't waste too many words here, because we have been accused of babbling on too long about nothing in particular.
Uh-huh. I see.
And I don't want to be accused of that again. Why do they use profanity? I don't know. Well,
when the songs could be hits, you know, like, look at, you hear the new Guns N' Roses album?
No, I didn't. I didn't know there was a new one.
It Lies, you never heard of it?
Well, I've heard of Guns N' Roses, but I didn't know there was a new album.
Oh, well, they made a new album, Lies, and...
Well, God bless them anyway.
God bless them. Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing.
I happen to be fond of the gentlemen. They're quite talented. I believe their musical ability will take them to many fine places in the future.
Do you know that Axl Rose's real name is Gary?
Gosh, no, that comes as a real shock.
Yeah, I know. There's a guy who told me that. He's listening on the CB right now. And if you're listening, key up once.
Well, we're going to blow a circuit on the phone because all the lights are lit. So I'm going to have to go to the other calls and see if anyone...
Calls with you?
What's that?
Can I take calls with you?
We're not taking calls with callers this week, but if you're good, maybe next week.
All right, that's... Well, all right.
Okay.
Can I just say hi to, like, a few people?
Depends who they are.
AJ, Christine, Pete, Tara, Jen, Allison, Ed, Brian. How's that?
Yeah, they're okay. We've approved them in advance. No problem.
I forgot about you, Eric. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Right, that's when we came in. I got to get some more calls. Thanks for calling.
All right. Just so you know, there should be a guy named JoJo calling. He's from the CB.
Well, I'm sure he'll say that.
Yeah, his name is JoJo.
Okay, thanks for the warning.
Okay.
632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I'm calling about Elvis's birthday tomorrow, and you think that he'll make an appearance anyplace?
First of all, it sounds like you're calling from a tin can, but no offense, but is it Elvis's birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
It is. Well, how about that? I guess it's going to be all kinds of lunacy.
Well, he was supposed to come down on the the ball on New Year's Eve, but he didn't. I noticed that.
He's been letting a lot of people down recently. A lot of folks have been expecting to see him in all kinds of places, and they've been disappointed left and right.
Well, I don't know what road it's on, but there's a Burger King in Ronkonkoma.
Yes, there is a Burger King in Ronkonkoma.
Okay, well, he was supposed to appear there tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And there's several people going down there that I know that are going to have a candlelight vigil.
Well, I'm glad you told me about this now, because it'll give me time to set up a remote crew at USB here, and we can send somebody down and cover this most festive event, maybe even live as it happens.
Well, it's kind of a culty thing, a personal thing with Elvis and his fans. I don't know if he might shy away from that.
Well, you know, it's... The good thing about these cults is that anybody can take part in it, you know, and be as crazy as they want to be.
Well, we'll be there as long as it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be 50 degrees.
Yeah, 50 degrees tomorrow, up to 60, I hear.
And by the amount of candles that are suggested by the people that have been calling and getting ready for this, it's going to be a lot warmer.
Uh-huh. Is this going to be a candlelight vigil on Portion Road or something?
Yeah, but it's daylight.
Yeah, well, I mean, the candles stand out all the more in the daylight. You don't expect to see candles at daytime.
No.
So when you do see them, it's more dramatic.
Well, we might be there all night.
Well, Elvis would have wanted it that way.
I know.
He still wants it that way.
All right. Maybe he'll see you there.
Okay.
Okay.
Elvis, bless you.
Good night.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, hey, this is JoJo, the one that Tommy Chong's friend from the CV.
Yeah, so we heard. Well, we've been awaiting your arrival, and here you are. Where are you calling from?
I'm over here in Sound Beach.
Sound Beach. And are you listening to us?
Yeah, I am.
Have you ever listened to us before?
Yeah. I've been listening for the past 2 weeks. My friend Tommy told me to give the station a call and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Stuff like that. Well, what do you think? Do you think we're doing a good job here?
Yeah, excellent. I'm telling you. Everything is really cool here. I'm telling you.
Well, that's good to hear, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's I just like it. It's, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Tell me, are you going to be part of the Elvis vigil tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm going to see what I have to do.
Yeah, I know. We're busy out here. But, you know, if you can't find time for Elvis, you know, it's his birthday after all.
Yeah.
So I hear.
I know a person named who's a really big Elvis fan around here.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's on the CB. His name's Harry.
Now, tell me something about CB. I thought CB died out with the 70s.
It's just starting to pick up again. I mean, everyone's getting on.
Uh-huh. What are the channels most people use now?
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of radio you buy.
Okay, give us an example.
Like, you could buy a standard 40 channel.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, for just 40 stations, for AM frequency.
Right.
Or you could buy one that has sideband, that's 120 channels.
Okay, two channels for each channel.
No,
I mean, three channels for each, yeah, upper sideband and lower sideband.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. You know upper sideband, the initials for that are USB, and that's our call letters too?
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we're not an upper sideband station. We're a full band station.
Yep,
a music band station, whatever you want to call us.
Yep.
So what channels can people find you on?
I'm usually around 25, 11.
Now, why do you pick 25 and 11? What is it about those numbers?
It's just those are the channels the people around us gather on.
Is there any particular reason why you pick those ones?
No, it's just when you got on, it's just like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I like kind of hang out on 11 because that's my hockey number.
Oh.
Or deck hockey. See, we have, Tommy and I are on deck hockey.
Yeah, I'm starting to pick that up. Everyone's making these hockey references.
Yeah.
Now, are there channels that you would avoid?
Definitely channel 15.
Why?
Because those are all the people over Connecticut with the big mouth.
Oh, people in Connecticut. Did you hear that? The people with the big mouths in Connecticut? Well, they must have pretty big mouths in order to be heard all the way over here.
Yeah, they're like pushing too much watts, and they have like, you know, they're talking about complete garbage that has nothing to do with the CV.
Wow, that's really something. Well, I do hope this is getting out to the people in Connecticut because we want to give them a chance to defend themselves, CB listeners over there. So Channel 15 is used by Connecticut people mostly.
Yeah, you know, the big Connecticut people with the strong station.
Uh-huh. Aren't there any big people on Long Island that have strong stations?
Yeah, they're down on one.
One?
Yeah.
Channel one. Well, that's pretty nervy of them, I think.
I'm telling you.
Channel 1, you can't get more brazen than that.
Yeah, well, they deserve it. You should hear them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have people like in Wading River keying up over here and like blowing my thing, you know?
Well, you know, I've got a shortwave receiver, and at the very top of it, you can get CB channels. If you tune carefully, you can find the CB channels. But if you go all the way down, you get the AM radio, and all the way in between, you get all the stations from all around the world, ham radio and and Radio Moscow and all that stuff. So it's quite an all-purpose deal, you know, this radio thing's going on every frequency.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you should tune in sometime and listen to us.
Oh, I think I will. You don't know the exact frequency of Channel 11 or Channel 25, do you?
I have it written down, but it's not here. I'd have to run in the next room and get it if you want me to.
That's okay. I'll figure it out. But I'll be listening. I'll try to pick you guys up and see if you're saying anything interesting. Of course, I won't be able to talk back because I just have a receiver. But, you know, I'll take note of what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, so have fun on the CB, and we'll catch you later.
Wait, can I say hi to some people first?
I guess so. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Tom. Hey, Jen. Allison. Hello. Hi, AJ. Hi, Christine. And all you other CB people out there. I'll catch you when I get back on.
Catch you on the flip-flop, I believe, right?
10-4.
Do people talk like that still?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Of course, you know?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye. 632-6901. Whether you're a CB-er or anything else, give us a ring. Let's see what you're up to tonight on Brain Damage. WUSB Stony Brook, Long Island's first station of the 90s. And, gosh, you know what? Are we the only station in the 90s? Well, the only non-commercial station in the 90s. Well, no, not really. That's not quite a valid statement, but we are the first station in the 90s at 90.1. And we're 1 year ahead of our time. So it's 3 minutes after 11 o'clock now, and we are taking phone calls here, 632-6901, area code 516, if you're one of the big mouths in Connecticut. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Good evening, Mr. Corley.
Good evening.
You have a shortwave receiver?
Yes, last I checked, I did.
Are you are into DXing, I
see? DXing, yes, that is a word in my terminology that I do favor, yes.
That's very good to hear.
That's cool, isn't it?
It's rad.
It's elite.
Now, that music that you played before, is that available to the public?
The music? Which music?
The little medley you played before, that Eat Chicken and Die.
Oh, the Eat Chicken and Die. That is not currently available. If you were to send a cassette to the radio station, it could accidentally be dubbed onto it and sent out again. Yes, that is possible, I suppose.
Well, how long is it?
It's about, I would say about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it would fit on most standard commercially available cassettes.
Okay, thank you. And another thing here.
What's that?
Being at Millard Fillmore Day, January 7th.
Millard Fillmore Day.
You did not know that?
How about, you know, it just comes up in you so fast, you forget, you know? I didn't have even have time to prepare this year. I didn't make a cake or anything.
I can't believe it.
Boy, I feel pretty foolish here on the air. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you were up to today?
Well, since it's a celebrated holiday.
Right.
You know, can I take some calls?
Well, you see, we have a station rule that January 7th, listeners will not take calls, but perhaps next week, if they are good, they will.
Okay, and on the thing here.
Yeah.
Will you be doing a show with any local talent?
Well, if we find any.
What about, along Channel 6, like Carl Bruno?
I don't get Channel 6.
You don't get Channel 6?
I don't get Channel 6. I get static on Channel 6.
You don't subscribe to cable one, huh?
Cable? Well, who's going to subscribe to a piece of wire? It doesn't make any sense.
You have cable television, Brookhaven cable television.
No, I've got a Zenith television.
No,
I think it's a Zenith. No, it's a Sony. I'm sorry.
Cable television.
No, I don't have a cable television.
You know, you're acting like a fool here,
Corley. Am I?
I'm asking you a serious question.
Was that a shot? That sounded like a shot to me.
Well, it was non-intentional.
Ah.
Cable.
Well, that's mentioning a brand name on the air, you know.
Okay.
And
subscribe to cable television.
Do I subscribe to cable television? If I got static on Channel 6, obviously I don't subscribe to cable television. I mean, if you're technically literate, you would know that by saying I get static on Channel 6, I don't subscribe to cable TV of any kind, either the basic service or the converter box service. Or the addressable unit thing that they offer, you know?
I've made an assumption before, and you,
Well, don't make assumptions.
Well, you know, I think it was, as you said, so I assume you did not subscribe to cable television.
No, and I think we've exhausted the subject, you know?
Okay, fine. Well, you know, you should subscribe, because you can watch Carl Burr, another Christmas specialist, just on. Mr. Radio might be getting a cable deal there. He is local talent. He's very talented. He has more talent than you, and
and let's see, Pete Chang and Chris Crowley put together.
Put together, huh?
Yep, Crowley and your listeners, they have no clue.
You hear that, listeners? You hear that?
Yeah, they're all gay. I hate them all.
You can't let that kind of thing go on for too long. Now, I'm glad to see somebody got in there really quickly. Someone replaced that call immediately. Now, that's good. It's good for listeners to this program to have what we call unity, where the good callers clog up the line so that the bad callers cannot get in and waste all of the DJ's time, and henceforth the listeners' time. Our time is valuable. Your time is valuable. It's best that we keep the program at a high level, and that's up to you. Give us a call if you're an intelligent person with something to say at 632-6901, area code 516. You may regret it, but then again, you may not. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello, this is Julio Sabablo.
Okay, I'll buy it. Go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, what's up?
What's that caller's name?
Which college is that?
Caller.
I'm sorry?
Caller.
You got to spell that name or word.
L-L-E-R.
Oh, what's that caller's name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't take names of our callers.
Eat them up.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. I'm watching Return of the Dragon.
Uh-huh.
On the Spanish station.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
It sounds like a Chinese film, though.
Yes. But subbed in talking.
Ah. We don't care to hear it, you know that.
Good film.
Yeah. What do you have to say? Anything?
Yes, this is Julio.
Besides that.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
Hello.
Okay.
Are you selling, rebate? What's chicken? Eat chicken and die?
Eat chicken and die, yes.
What's that?
It's a concept release by Brain Damage Incorporated, which is the production entity that this radio program sometimes indulges in, metaphorically, of course.
What is that?
Do you concur?
What's that?
It's really nothing. It won't bother you if you don't bother it.
What is it, though?
It doesn't do to ask too many questions.
Oh, yes. Using valuable time?
Valuable time? Yes. Valuable time. Brain Damage Incorporated is something you will hear on this radio station, but you have to listen all the time.
Yeah, I do frequently. Quite frequently.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
I see. What's your area code?
It would be 212.
Goodbye. When people lie about their area codes, that is cause for immediate disconnection. Now, I'm very pleased somebody took that right away, too. Someone got in there right away. Congratulations, whoever that is. We'll get to you soon. Good evening here on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I got a few things to talk to you about here.
Okay, well, where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm from Hopog, and my name is Fish.
Fish?
You got it.
Okay, Fish, go ahead. You remind me of the guy in Barney Miller, but go ahead.
I've been listening to your show for a few weeks now.
Okay.
I've noticed that you have an absence of regulars on this show.
An absence of regulars? I think we have too many regulars.
Well, I'm thinking of becoming one.
Okay, that's fine with us.
I don't know. Your humor just gets to me. It's really insane.
Well, you file the appropriate forms and send us the appropriate fee, and you'll be a regular.
How much is that?
Gosh, I don't know. You have to speak to our accountant, who is currently vacationing in the Bahamas. But
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All of them.
Okay, I got something else now.
Okay, what's up?
I got a gripe.
A gripe? Good. Let's hear it.
I just want all the listeners to be able to hear this.
Okay.
Are you ever driving down the road at a nice constant speed?
Yeah.
And you're driving down there, and all of a sudden this guy's waiting to make a right-hand turn onto the main thoroughfare that you're driving on.
Hold on. And he doesn't get into the right lane.
He slows down
in front of you instead of either pulling over to the shoulder or getting into the right turn lane. Sometimes the klutz doesn't even put on his signal, and you have to interpret from the movement of the back of his head what it is he's trying to do, you know?
It's just that he just pulled out and cut you off.
Uh-huh.
And you have to slam on your brakes, and it happens every mile or two.
Yeah.
And I just want all those people that do this to just stop.
Well, you know, they must be listening. Some of them must be listening. What is it with you people? Why do you do these things, you know?
That's exactly what I want to know. It just blows
me away. And these other people that go around, they hit their brakes like every few feet for no apparent reason at all. You know, it's like, why are you doing this? Just to make me mad, you know?
Exactly. You
and,
understand.
And the thing is, you get mad at the car because you can't see the person. You see this car as a Camaro or it's a Pinto or something, and you just, you feel all this hatred for this car, but you don't know anything about what's inside the car. It could be a little kid, you know? It could be a whole family. It could be dogs and cats and things.
Well, true, but if it's a Jaguar, you know they're rich.
Or maybe they stole the car.
Hey, it's just they're black as possible. Whoops, sorry, shouldn't have said that. Excuse me.
No, you should not have said that.
Well, I'll take that back. Because I'm Jewish and I have a big nose, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But anyway.
That gets you out of that.
The other thing was, some of these callers that have been calling you lately, are they that dumb?
I don't know.
This lady that called maybe three calls back, she's asking about the cable television.
That wasn't a lady.
That wasn't a lady?
Maybe it was.
I thought it was.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't human. I'm not sure. I don't know what it was.
But either way, she really thought you didn't know what it was.
Well, you know, sometimes you can really annoy people very easily, and some of us have the ability to do that by twisting words around, you know. Sometimes you say something to somebody, and it's obvious that you're joking, and they know you're joking, but they just decide to, you know, to take offense at it, and the fact that you're not being serious makes them even more upset, and eventually they wind up punching you out.
Exactly.
Now, I've got the scars to prove it, that people really don't take a joke sometimes. And, you know, telling jokes can be a very dangerous business if you don't know what you're doing. You got to be careful.
Seriously. And this caller right before me, you're sitting there talking to him, and you're letting him have his say, even though, he's just rambling about nothing. You're letting him have his say, and then you got him with that area code. That just made me happy.
Yeah. Now, people have to know their homework if they're going to call and say they're from someplace.
That just made me happy that you're a human being.
Now, you're from Hop Hog, right? What's your exchange?
Excuse me?
What's your exchange in Hop Hog?
Oh, 979.
Very good. See, I know he's from Hop Hog then.
Oh, please. Oh, I'm a Hop Hog High School student.
That's very good. Very good.
But you're a college student?
Well, I was a college student.
Oh, and they actually let you stay to do this stuff?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yes.
They like you.
They love me here.
Well, I like you too.
Well, that's good. I'm kind of fine of myself as well.
Anyway, I don't want to keep you on too long here. I don't know. What time are you on until tonight?
We're on until midnight. 10 to 12 every Saturday night.
Well, you'll hear from me before midnight.
The lines are lit up pretty good here. You might have trouble getting through, but, it'd be nice if you did.
My mom's mobbed out. I'll get through.
Okay.
All right, take it easy.
See you later. 632-6901. Let's see how quick that line will get taken up. Let's see. No, not yet. Not yet. Still open. Still open. There it is. It's gone. 632-6901. You'll probably get a busy signal now, but just keep trying, and you'll be one of the lucky ones. Or unlucky ones. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Mac.
Oh, whoa. What is it, Sammy?
No.
Who is this? Sounds like Sammy.
Oh, no, my name's Daryl.
Who?
Daryl.
Daryl. Daryl, where are you calling from?
I'm over in Huntington Station.
How's the signal coming in out there?
It's faint, but I heard something about Elvis Presley.
Yes, supposedly, and I don't have the means of verifying this. Supposedly tomorrow is his birthday, and they're having some kind of...
Everybody knows that.
Candlelight vigil on Portion Road in no place in particular in Ronkonkoma, just wandering
that's
around.
That's what I'm calling about, because I'm on an aisle, I'm driving a truck.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to... I don't know where this Portion Road might be.
Well, it's just off Nichols, I know that, and it goes through...
I don't know where... Nichols?
Well, it's around there someplace, but, you know, I'll tell you this. What's your name again?
Daryl.
No matter where you go, you're going to see some kind of spontaneous expression of the public, because this is that kind of event, you know, Elvis's birthday. People will show their concern, their love, their caring, their, you know, whatever they have to show, they'll show it, and they'll be doing that tonight and tomorrow. You just have to look around you.
I have an awful lot of people down where I come from. I come from now South Carolina, but I'm originally from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's doing something because Elvis' birthday.
Uh-huh. Well,
glad to see us up in New York, too.
What kind of things do people do?
Well, mostly they go to Burger King.
What is it about Burger King?
Of course, he was the king, and he ate them. He ate them burgers.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
That had to be it. That's the only way I could figure it.
So people celebrate Elvis' birthday by going to Burger King. Boy, I hope they pick up on this and incorporate it into their advertising slogan.
I'm staying over one extra night because I'm going to go out there to this Parchin Road.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure there's a Burger King there.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's a Burger King almost everywhere you look around here. I'd like to know, if anyone can tell me this, how many Burger Kings are there on Long Island? You know? And it doesn't do to look in the phone book because some of them are unlisted.
I always eat a Burger King.
Uh-huh.
They should have an Elvis sandwich or something. Because he was seen in the Burger King in Kalamazoo.
I guess he was seen in a Burger King.
He was, a couple of months ago, though. You know, so he must have moved.
An Elvis sandwich. What would be in an Elvis sandwich?
Everything.
Yeah, I guess so, everything.
A triple hamburger, cheese, a big Whopper.
A big, they can't say that, though.
Well, he eat them two-fisted, too, you know. he did get put on a little bit of weight there, but...
That was just a little bit, yes.
But I always liked him. Uh-huh. Had a good following of people. Some of the people that followed him, at least there weren't no drug heads.
Uh-huh.
He was, but they weren't.
That's interesting.
Pretty straight-headed people.
Same thing with the Carpenters, you know?
Ooh, the car, watch that. You see that?
No, I heard about it. How was that? The Karen Carpenter story.
No, but they eat all the time. No, geez, that was terrible.
Yeah?
Not eating. Stop it.
Well, now, Richard Carpenter was into drugs, and Karen Carpenter was into not eating, anorexia.
Well, her mother was a real, how can I say this politely?
Prune Danish?
Ooh, I don't know. A buster. She was a real buster. Chased her around, always bitching at her.
Ah. Well,
That would drive anybody not to eat, I guess, or to drugs and alcohol.
From what I understand, Richard Carpenter had a lot to say about the way the film was made. So,
he appeared at the end.
Yeah, so now, if the mother was portrayed in a bad way, then I would say he probably had something to do with that.
Probably hated his mom.
Maybe he did. I'm sure the feelings haven't improved after that film came out.
Well, maybe she did.
That wouldn't affect things.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
Feelings can still remain pretty strong even after...
Well, no one's seen her, but they seen Elvis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's because Elvis is making appearances left and right. You just have to know where to look.
Yeah.
And I guess a Burger King is as good a place to look as any.
I hope to see more people down there, because I don't want to be the only dummy standing there with a candle or nothing.
Well, just, you know, even if you have to stand there for 2 hours by yourself with a candle in the opening of a Burger King someplace, just think of how proud Elvis would be of you, or how proud he may be of you right now.
Well, I think he's around.
Yeah, you got to get people to
feel
the spirit and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, you take care of yourself.
Oh, I'm glad to talk to you.
Okay.
Good night.
Goodbye. Elvis, what more can you say? Not much, really. 19 minutes after 11 o'clock, 632-6901. Good evening. You are on Brain Damage.
Hi, Eric. I got the frequencies if you want.
You found the frequencies.
I got them. They're, like, on my CD. I have a frequency counter on.
Okay, give me channel 11.
All right, hold on. Let me switch to channel 11. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
27.085.
Okay, and...
Channel 1.
Channel 1?
You want that?
Yeah.
All right. This is the power station channel. 26.965.
Okay.
You want channel 25.
And that's, yeah, channel 25.
Which everybody's talking about now. They're all babbling.
Okay.
It's 27.245.
0.245. And I'll just tune my shortwave radio into those frequencies and pick you guys up.
Eric, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you really think Elvis is alive?
Well, you know, I have no proof, and this is true of just about anything. I have no proof that Elvis ever lived.
But, I know. Well,
How am I supposed to know? Well, the only reason is what I read in newspapers. Newspapers don't tell me what's really going on. The only way for me to know would be to actually see him in person and to actually see his heart beating and to know that there is life pulsating. And even then, you don't know that he's conscious like you are. It could all be a figment of your own imagination.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let me ask you...
So, no, I don't know.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah.
Is there a guy, Frank, that still works at your radio station? Because I remember talking to him a long time ago. He told me to listen to your station.
Could be. There, we do have Franks here.
Yeah, well, he's a DJ. In fact,
one of them's about done now. Now, what is it you wanted to know about him?
Because I talked to him on the CB, and he's like, oh, you got to listen to the station. And I started listening to it 2 years ago. I used to wake up to it every morning.
Uh-huh. When did you talk to him on the CB?
Oh, this was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I forgot... I don't know, he had some radio name. I didn't really catch it. I forgot it. But I remember his first name is Frank.
We used to have a CB right here in the studio. I don't know what happened to it. We used to have a CB. I don't know why we had a CB in here.
That's probably where I talked to him at.
I can't imagine what we used it for. Probably when we went off the air to, I don't know, talk to somebody. But we used to have one here. We don't anymore.
Yeah, you notice how your lights are all lit tonight?
Yes, they are.
Half those people are from the CB.
That's really something.
That one guy... that weirdo guy?
What weirdo guy?
Said he was in Connecticut with the 212 area code?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where that guy was from. I know he's not a CB guy.
You know he's not a CB guy?
Yes.
Well, he didn't sound like one.
I have no idea who that was.
Okay, well, let me get on some more of these calls then.
Wait, they'll say when they're on the CB, and good readings, Blue Diamond Bass. All right?
Okay.
Okay, whatever have a nice night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And, folks, if you do call... in order to give... Wow, that went fast. If you do call, give someone else a chance by, you know, not hanging up the phone and calling right back. I mean, you can call back in about, you know, 20 minutes or something reasonable like that, but, you know, there's people all over Long Island, and you're just going to ruin their night if you just keep calling back, you know, the same... Now, I'm not directing that to the last caller or anything like that, but in case people are just picking up, hanging up, and calling back and that kind of thing, you know, it's not a righteous thing to do, you know. You could get pummeled for it in some Asian countries. They don't take kindly to that at all. 632-6901. I'd like to get as many new callers as possible and see what's going on in their lives. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey, hello, Eric.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing? You know that kid that we were just talking to before?
No.
You see all those frequency counters and all?
The one who just gave me the frequencies?
Yeah.
Yeah?
His name's Mike, right? I'm from the CB.
Uh-huh.
You want to know his handle? His name's Pee-wee.
Okay.
And just think why we call him Pee-wee.
And what?
His name is Pee-wee, you know? He don't have a girlfriend and all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got Brian, the American Dream, out of that. Mr. Ed's house talking to the big boss man over here.
Uh-huh.
You know that dumb, stupid hick you had before?
No.
Saying about, oh, Elvis the King should eat that, what is it, Burger King or something?
Yeah.
He died of a burger, the King. He ain't alive. He's dead.
Well, that's quite a statement. That's very controversial, you know? I mean, you're saying Elvis is dead. That's, I don't know. I don't know if that's a popular sentiment these days. People want to believe Elvis is alive, you know?
He's dead.
Elvis is the American dream.
What?
Elvis is the personification of America. Look at Elvis. Look at the figure of Elvis. That is America, my friend.
No, I'm America. I'm the American dream. This guy over here, Ed, he's Mr. Ed. And we got AJ. He's as big as the boss man. So we call him the big boss man.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Now, this kid, Pee-wee, you got to knock him off. He talks too much. He likes to brag about himself.
Well,
and that guy from Connecticut, come on. How come he doesn't talk so long?
Well, he wasn't really from Connecticut, you see. He got the area code wrong. Now, let me ask you a question. Where are you calling from? What town?
Oh, Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
Yeah.
Are you able to hear us out there?
Oh, yeah, fine. No problem.
Great. Well, okay. Your comments have been noted.
Oh, another kid from Harpug. Come on, Harpug stinks.
Now, you know...
Talk about Harpug. Come on.
I get the feeling you're trying to incite a riot over the radio.
Yeah.
You know, all these people are going to call back and they're going to be all red-faced with rage.
Good.
You know, and, it makes for good it makes for good radio, but...
If they want to find me, I'm at Port Jefferson High School from 8 o'clock to, like, 1 o'clock.
Okay, that's the information I needed to get because, you know, we can't arrange gang wars here. So if you give out all the information so you can do it on your own, that's fine.
I bet you that kid's blank.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Righteous.
Had some trouble getting through, eh?
No, I was the one who got... in, like, right after that guy from 212.
Uh-huh. It's fierce out there tonight.
I know. Competition. Talk about it.
All these sea beers. But, you know, sea beers are fine. I like sea beers, but I want to get a lot of non-sea beers, too, because...
I don't know. That last guy was sort of like, you know, slipping in the stuff that, you know, anti-blacks and stuff
yeah.
like that. That's not righteous.
Yeah, he got transferred over to, where did he go? Sociology, I believe, he wound up.
Ella.
Yeah, we have little buttons for everybody. We press a button if someone makes a certain comment, then they get sent over there, and there's an analyst there that asks them why they said that and tries to help them. Other people get sent to different kinds of social workers and psychiatrists, various people that can best get into their minds and figure out what went wrong.
Do you realize that, like, you're at the nexus of Western Suffolk, and you have, like, complete control over a wavelength of, like, of like radio for a certain amount of time, and you have complete and total domination over that?
Well, you know, I don't quite understand, but it sounds very scary.
Well, you're in control.
Well, I'm in control of one little station.
One little station that is out of a wavelength. That's out of a total spectrum, and you're, you know, there's this one little wavelength that's carrying Eric Corley throughout Western Suffolk.
Well, you know what gets me? FM radio continues to travel into space.
But how come it doesn't travel anywhere else? Like how come it doesn't travel over... Oh, it does, but the Earth is curved. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway. The Earth is curved. You could get this, you know, if you're in Pluto at the right time, it would eventually go out there.
So, like maybe, like, in 4 years, over in Alpha Centauri?
Well, there are aliens that will one day hear this, and, you know, hey, I want to say hi to them, and... Who knows? Who knows who will hear this?
My God, that's that's pretty deep.
Yeah. That's why, you know, I think it's very important for us to transfer everything that we possibly can, every work of literature, every bit of history, onto some kind of radio wave that gets transmitted away from this place. That way, if we ever make a mistake and completely destroy the Earth and all of its records with it, there'll at least be something traveling out into outer space that will provide some kind of, you know, record to the whole thing.
You know, I found it some interesting tidbit of information.
What's that?
The Who?
Yeah.
Played at Stony Brook.
Oh, yeah.
On the Tommy Tour.
Everybody played at Stony Brook. Pink Floyd played Stony Brook. Bruce Springsteen, I believe Springsteen played the ballroom and vowed never to come back. And, we've had everybody here.
When did Floyd play?
Floyd, I think it was in 68. It was way back then.
That's really, the Tommy album I just picked it up recently is a very cool concept.
Uh-huh.
Very nice album.
Uh-huh.
And,
Quadrophenia is great, too.
Those people at Port Jeff, I just want to know, like, if they went to the Section 8 casting, if, like, anyone went there, could they call up and, like, say anything about it? But
I don't understand what you just said.
Okay, at Port Jeff today, they had two local bands play there, two high school bands play there, and I know some of the people in the band.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go because I was working.
Uh-huh.
Working for the establishment. I don't know. It's not that bad. But hey, it's
what do you do for the establishment?
What do I do for the establishment? I check out.
A stand-up comic cashier.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Wow, that's amazing. So you process little UPC codes.
I process UPC codes.
That's so incredible.
I know,
do you know what the UPC codes mean? What do those little numbers mean?
I don't know, but, let's see. I think, like, if it starts with four, it has to do with paper goods and stuff like that. I think what it is, it's sort of like zip codes.
Uh-huh.
And as it gets down, as, like, it gets more and more, when you get more and more into the number, you find out, like, more and more about it.
I'd like for someone to do
research for UPC codes.
UPC codes are everywhere. You know, you can't avoid them.
I know, they're on tapes even.
They're on tapes, in fact.
They're everywhere. I mean, they're like, you're like in like 10 years, you'll be born with a UPC code on your forehead.
Don't laugh. Laugh, because, I mean, look at when you go to the library, they can tell everything about you just by passing a little reader over the thing. If you ever return books late or you know, and they have them on inspection stickers in some states now in cars. And you can pay your toll in advance by, you know, registering your UPC symbol, and then you can just glide right through the toll booth, and it reads you on a scanner. It's you know, as technology improves, those things are going to be everywhere.
You know what might be an interesting thing to do?
What's that?
Take $40, go to a bridge.
Okay.
Okay. Pay the person at the toll booth $1 for yourself, and $39 for the next 39 people.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. You know, sort of like something to do when you're bored and you have $40 that you don't want.
That would be great. That would be great. And I would say it's on the guy four cars
ahead.
I get
a car. I might even do that.
That would be something. Although, how would you know that the toll booth operator would be honest about it?
You don't, but you'd have to trust him.
You'd probably get some bureaucratic clod who would say, I can't do that. That's illegal. I don't know how to work that. What?
They did it on David Letterman.
What, they did it already?
Yeah.
Well, then it's not an original idea.
It's not original, but it's cool. I didn't say it was original.
I thought it was an original idea.
Sorry. You want an original idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Take $50.
Okay.
Go to a toll booth. Pay $1 for yourself and $49 for the next 49 people.
That's original. Oh, boy. That really is something.
I have to complain about something.
What?
The sore lack of female callers on the show.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. You have a whole section of male callers, but you have absolutely no female callers.
You know, it's not just on the radio, okay? Because I'm involved in a lot of things. I'm involved with computers and phones and shortwave and all that kind of junk. And in just about all these fields, they're nearly all male-dominated.
And figure this.
I'm sure the women aren't all off discussing, you know, cleaning detergent someplace.
I mean,
sure they have lives too, you know, but why don't they call up as much as male? I mean, I've seen females dial phones as fast as males. They can do it.
I know.
So it's not a question of speed. It's not all the males are getting there first. So what's going on here?
I figure there are more females than there are males.
That's true too. Maybe they think it would be unfair, but it's not unfair.
I know. Okay. I'm not going to keep you on any longer because I know there are other people, but you want to
I would like to read you something.
Okay, read me something.
Because this is very important.
I read you things all the time, so.
You touched upon outer space, and I'd like to appeal to our other callers to be patient because we will get to them in a couple of minutes. This was from the New York Times of this week, all about the delayed NASA missions that are preparing for takeoff. And it was, it really made me feel optimistic seeing the things that are being planned. And maybe we will see a change this year. And certainly by the end of the year, we're going to see the most incredible things ever known to mankind. Now, the reason I make such a lofty statement is this. In December, the long-awaited Hubble Space Telescope is scheduled to be blasted off from Earth orbit.
That's in the past, right?
Or put into Earth orbit from a shuttle. Excuse me?
That's in the past.
That's in the past?
Well, if it's December.
No. December 1989.
Oh, okay.
And this will give astronomers not only a clearer view of the entire solar system, but of stars and galaxies virtually all the way out to the edge of the observable universe. Scientists, barely containing their excitement, believe that the huge optical telescope should bring about a transformation in observational astronomy comparable to the one after the astronomer Galileo looked at the heavens with a telescope nearly four centuries ago. Now, that is a major accomplishment. I've been listening to reports for years now of that space telescope and waiting for it to go up, because once they send the space telescope up into the sky, there's no atmosphere to get in the way of what it's looking at. It will be able to see things that we can't even imagine now, and we'll be able to definitely see other planets around other stars.
And they haven't even proven that yet, and now we'll be able
They're about 90% certain.
I know they're 90% sure, but they have no visual proof.
I mean, how can you even think that in an infinite universe more planets aren't possible?
I know that, but still, you know, they have no visual proof.
But of course we have no visual proof because, you know, we can't see them from Earth. But when we get into space, we're going to see the most incredible things. We are. Maybe we'll even see spaceships. I don't know.
That's cool. On a lighter note, doing with that, I have a Twilight Zone magazine here, which has an article which basically says they're planning to broadcast Elvis Presley's comeback live from Mars. So it might happen tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, now, there is that U.S.-Soviet possible venture to Mars, which would be great. But in addition, this year is going to be a very important year because, as well, in April, what they call the Magellan spacecraft, it's scheduled to be launched on a mission to map for the first time the entire surface of cloud-shrouded Venus. Is that amazing? No American spacecraft has headed for the planet since 1978.
Did you know that?
And Magellan will be the first planet-bound craft to be sent on its way from a space shuttle. Now, that's not all. In October, where'd that come from? Oh, my goodness. In October, the Galileo spacecraft is to be dispatched to Jupiter from a shuttle. Oh, I understand now. With ambitious plans to conduct the first direct probe of the giant planet's atmosphere and survey in detail its four largest moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and... caller?
Oh, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and... Don't tell me. Io, Europa, Ganymede. Go on.
No, that's wrong. Try again.
What?
That's wrong. Try again. Go on as a moon of...
Ganymede and... Gosh, I know this.
Do you really know this? Because if you did know this, it would be very incredible. Most people don't know...
No, I'm pretty sure I know it. And I know if you tell me, I'll, like, sit here and, like, beat my face in
I mean, most people can't name every country in the world, let alone the name of our own moon, you know? They can't even name our own moon.
Well, I can tell you that the biggest moon in the solar system is Titan.
Okay.
Okay. So
and what is unique about Titan?
Unique about Titan?
Yeah.
It has possibility for life.
Why is that?
Because it has an atmosphere.
That's very good. That's very good. I'm impressed. Yes, it does have an atmosphere. This is incredible. I should be able to talk to somebody about astronomy. Oh, that's another thing I'm into, folks. Astronomy. Yes, and that's not so male dominated. I've seen a lot of female astronomy type people.
You have? I really haven't, because, like, you know, most. I don't know if it's Long Island or if it's whatnot, but most people who are into the sciences on the female side seem to be more into biology. And
interesting. That. Only interested in reproduction, huh?
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, more humanitarian type things. But I think that astronomy and biology could definitely be... I think there's exobiology and stuff like that you can go into.
Well, now you've succeeded in swaying the conversation away from the fact that you can't name the fourth moon.
I know that.
The fourth largest moon of Jupiter. Now, I'll try one more time. Io, Europa, Ganymede, and...
Go on.
I'll give you a hint.
What?
I'll give you a hint. that begins with the letter C.
Oh. Go on. Fill it in. I can't.
It begins with the letter C A. C A L.
Go on. I can't name it.
Callisto.
Callisto. Thank you. I'm in the process of beating my face in.
All right. Well, you take care of that. So in April we have the spacecraft starting to be launched to Venus. October, starting to go to Jupiter. And December, the space telescope going up into the sky.
Did you know that,
Oh, wait. In late August, remember Voyager 2, that nice little spacecraft is taking pictures of all the planets?
Yeah.
It's going to be passing by Neptune. And I believe that's lasting a lot longer than anybody thought it would. It's going to provide the first close-up pictures of that planet and its large moon, which is named... Oh, come on.
Wait,
you don't know the name of Neptune's moon?
Let's see. Neptune's moon, it would probably be the sun of... probably have to do with the sea, Sorry.
No, that's wrong. The name is Triton or Triton.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I can name Pluto's moon.
Okay. that's interesting because a few years ago Pluto didn't have a moon. What is Pluto's moon?
Charon.
I think that's right.
Charon. That's the guy with the river Styx and the boat.
Okay, so we have that, and also the Soviet craft is going to enter an orbit of Mars late this month and drop a landing craft on Phobos, one of the two moons, in April. So this is a great year for astronomers.
Did you know that, two things. First of all, the blowing up of the Challenger set back the entire thing, about 20 years, the American Space System.
20 years?
10 to 20 years.
Why that much?
I don't know, because of all the bureaucracy fools and stuff like that.
Well, let's take a look at that. Scientists remain wary of their dependence on the shuttle, even after the two straight successful Pulse Challenger missions in September and last month. The Galileo project, that's the one to Jupiter, and also to Mars, is going to pass by Mars. The Galileo project has been postponed 5 times in the last decade, directly or indirectly, because of its dependence on the shuttles. Costs of the missions have soared as a result of shuttle-related delays and the need to meet extra safety requirements for launches from the manned vehicles. I don't see anything about 20-year delays, though. I hope it's not that much.
Because I heard by the early 90s they were supposed to have regular, every day going up into space on the shuttle, and by the mid-90s they were supposed to have a space station set up and everything.
Uh-huh.
This is what I learned in my class, in one of my classes. It's a fairly cool class. It's called Futures. And, it deals with futures. But anyway...
Nothing yet on manned missions, but I hope those are soon to follow.
Is they actually have continental plates.
Yes, that's true, they do.
And
but it's all cloud covered, so you can't really tell.
But won't it be pretty interesting to find out, what happened?
Now, that's true. If you were on Venus, if you lived on Venus, you would have no conception of an outside galaxy because it's completely cloud covered. Imagine a world where you always see clouds, solid clouds.
If you lived on Venus, you'd be dead.
Well, apart from that, yes. That's true.
Okay, this just all the music in the background. Is that from 2001?
I believe it is, yes, because, see, we have a machine here at the station that it sort of detects what is appropriate, and since I started talking about Jupiter, I guess that music just was triggered, because that was played when they were on their way to Jupiter.
What if you start talking about Chipper Gore?
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, do you know that on the Voyager, they're saying that Chipper Gore probably wouldn't approve of?
What's that? Oh, a naked man or something?
Naked man and naked woman. Can you believe they're sending that smut into the universe?
And a dead Kennedy's record, too.
I know, and what are the aliens going to think of us?
I don't know, but
anyway.
They'll probably come a lot faster.
Okay, before you get rid of me, I've never been on that, interphone system thing.
The interphone system thing?
Where you phone mail.
Oh, you want to be transferred to the machine.
Yeah, transfer me to someplace really interesting. If it's possible.
What's your definition of real interesting?
Dead can dance.
Let me see what I can do. Okay. This may not work, but then again, it may.
Hello, this is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
Goodbye. Yes, 632-6901 is our telephone number, area code 516, and we are talking about space, among other things. We don't have to stick to that subject, but one of the controversial issues, of course, is whether we should be sending people up into space or machines up into space when things are so messed up down here. But I always say things have been messed up down here the whole time. You know, they've always been messed up. And if we wait for things to be perfect, we'll never accomplish anything because things will never be perfect. That's just my own personal feeling. What's yours? 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric.
Yo.
What's up?
Not much.
I heard you talking about earlier that you said you had a, you were involved with, like, phone stuff.
Phone stuff, yeah.
Do you have any phone modem numbers?
Phone modem numbers? Not that I can give out over the air.
Is there any way I could get them tonight?
Maybe. Maybe if you call after the show, I could give you one or two.
All right. And also, like, what were you just talking about a minute ago? My stereo went out.
Stereo went out?
Yeah.
We were talking about sending spaceships up into space and whether it's a good idea or not.
Oh.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I think they should figure out some way to stay up there so they can, you know, and just come back down to here every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So they can...
That's true.
More,
you know. I mean, we're dealing with infinity here, you know?
I know.
And it's a good idea to see what's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Trek can be a reality if we want it to be.
Do they have any proof that it's in infinity, or is it just like...
Well, you know, at worst, it's pretty damn big. You know, infinity seems... well, the only way we're going to find out is to go to the edge of it and see just how far it goes.
What were you saying? I heard the beginning, like, when you were talking...
I just wish I could be around on the day that they actually find another life form someplace out there, an intelligent life form. Think of what an amazing day that is going to be.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be so much better if we found it rather than it finding us, because you never know for sure if they're really finding us or if it's someone's idea of a joke.
Yeah.
So that's my personal view. Okay?
Could you connect me to something that you said you connected?
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. Let's do things one time to amuse
Hello.
Somebody.
This is the phone mail system. You may now release the call or hang up.
There we go. They're gone. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello, Eric?
Yeah?
You're talking about TVs tonight, right?
Well, we were, yes, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was listening to you when you said about females, right? On the TVs.
Right.
Well, I've heard a majority of them tonight, and I think it's a shame that, you know, they don't call in.
Well, tell them to call in, then, if you're talking to them.
Like, we've been trying to get hold of, this girl, she goes by the name of Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond, okay.
We haven't been able to, you know, get a hold of anybody tonight.
Uh-huh.
Check every station. Like, this is Coon, and my friend Wolf is here.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody would like to contact us, though, we'll be on Station 8.
Is that Channel 8?
Yeah, Channel 8.
Okay.
Okay, you were talking about the universe?
Well, yeah, we were talking about the infinite universe and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Come here, Wolf.
He's the expert on that, eh?
Yeah, he's the expert on everything here. I'm just a nut.
All right.
Hello?
Hi. We're talking about the universe, and supposedly you're the expert.
Starting
January 7th.
Oh, that's the real expert.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, you know, because, like, when, you know, before when you're talking about, like, you know, the kid was saying staying up there.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking maybe if, like, you know, when they make the space station that they're supposed to in, like, 19, you know, the 2000s, whatever they said.
Space station, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
You know, like, using that as a space dock, you know, to make other spaceships.
I think that's the idea, because there's some things you just can't do in a gravity situation. You can only do them in zero gravity.
Yeah, and I saw this other thing in a magazine I subscribed to, World Magazine.
Uh-huh.
They had this thing that, they're going to make this Mars-based thing. It's, like, it's called the Eco something. I don't know what the name is, but, it's like this big forest thing when, like, the whole thing is self-supporting.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, neat. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Now, how do you respond to people who say that it's not good to send money out into space when there's still so many problems here on Earth?
They're idiots! My friend just said they're idiots.
I heard him, but what do you think?
I don't know. I really think, you know, the thing about, you know, problems here, starvation and everything.
Yeah.
I think if they'd be quiet and just wait until we find something or can do something about it, you know, do something about, I can't explain it, space exploration, you know.
Well, I wouldn't tell starving people to be quiet, but as far as wasting money, I don't know if the wasted money is necessarily going into space. I think it's going into the military things. because that's where we really spend a lot of money, you know, a lot of money, trillions of dollars overall throughout the whole planet, just to protect ourselves from each other. Now, I have a feeling that when we start sending people out into space, that situations on Earth will become a little bit more cohesive. Like, you notice there aren't wars between New York and New Jersey, at least not organized wars, right? Now, why do you think that is?
Because there's one government.
Because there's one government. It's a big government, the United States, it's unified. Now, when the world becomes even bigger and we expand to other planets, the Earth will become more unified and more problems will be taken care of that way. You know, and I don't think just hanging around here and trying to solve our problems forever is going to necessarily solve them any quicker than if we continue to explore and find new horizons, you know?
That's what I was saying.
Literally new horizons.
Yeah. Just saying, you know, if we find new planets, we don't have to worry about overpopulation and stuff like that. You know, we can colonize there. We wouldn't have to worry about overcrowding and stuff like that.
Well, that's, you know, we don't want to make the same mistakes twice because, you know, even in an infinite universe, we could still overpopulate. But, and also there's all kinds of other factors, all kinds of other life forms, and we don't want to destroy other planets, and we don't want to make it okay to destroy this planet because there's other ones to fall back on. But there's plenty to be learned, and I think that's the best way to do it, is to see what the rest of the worlds hold.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get on to some more calls.
Oh, okay.
So thanks for talking with us. 632-6901. The program is Brain Damage. We're on for about another 12 minutes or so. Area code 516-632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai.
Hi, yeah. Friend.
Well, Mr. Ed from the CB.
Uh-huh. Another CB person. What's on your mind?
It's a good habit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to get back to the situation of Elvis being the American Dream.
Okay.
Well, tell you the truth, I don't think he is.
You don't think he's the American Dream?
Nah.
Well,
you know why?
Why?
All right. I'll tell you the truth. See, we are the American Dream. As kids, the young ones, okay, you know what I'm on to, right?
The American Dream, yes.
All right. Well, first of all, if you want to call Elvis the American Dream, you have to think of what he really was into on the side and how he really died, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you want to call him the American Dream, maybe that's why we got so many drug addicts in this world.
Maybe so. American Dream isn't necessarily a good dream.
Well, I mean, but it should be a good dream.
It could be a nightmare, you know?
What was that?
It could be a nightmare.
Yeah, but I mean, America's supposed to be a dream. I mean, land of the freedom, you know?
Uh-huh. Land of the dreamers, right?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
So what would you say is indicative of today's American dream? besides you folks.
Besides us?
Yeah.
Well, money.
Money, yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Money seems to be it.
Yeah, that's the big part of it. Money and a car.
And Samantha Fox.
Now.
But that's besides the point, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. Any other comments?
Well, yeah, another thing with space.
Yeah?
It's getting a little boring, but I want to say something about...
Wait. Space is boring?
Yeah, I mean...
You think space is boring just because things don't seem to happen very often. But let me tell you, space is like the center of everything, you know? That's where we all come from.
Yeah, but you have to think, though. I mean, you got these people talking about Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Trek, give me a break. They go on to a planet they've never been on before, and they look exactly like they do, or they all speak English.
Yeah,
I never
liked that part of it. But think of what would be involved in creating something that, you know, where they had to speak they had to make up a different language for every single episode. It would be kind of hard. But yeah, I agree, it bothers me. But you know, I see what they're trying to say.
But I mean, if I saw all those ugly things out there in space, like it is, you know, and all those problems, and your face getting sucked off your bones and all.
Yeah.
You know, I would.
That is a bummer. Yeah.
I wouldn't even bother thinking about going out there and looking for it.
But, I mean, think of all the great explorers all throughout mankind's history. People have explored the Arctic and deserts and all kinds of things like that. They put up with hell, you know, and somehow it seems like outer space is just another frontier.
Yeah, I mean, but they go out there to frontier. I mean, they're always getting, you know, some of them getting killed and all.
It happens everywhere, though, you know?
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, they can stay home and get that and not face these things at about 8 feet tall, you know.
But you see, there are people that want to stay home, obviously. I think I'm probably one of them, but there are people that want to go out and explore and are willing to take the risk. Now, when this Challenger blew up, there were people the next day that said, I will go up in that thing, you know, because it has to be done.
Well, I mean, I'll go up in the Challenger or something. You know, I would go up in the space shuttle, but to the moon and back. I mean, I ain't going to go out and look for some thing that's going to suck my face off.
Well, I don't think anyone ever looks for something like that. That just sort of surprises you. But I see your point.
You know, the only thing I want to suck my face off is my girlfriend, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. we're going to go to some more calls, though. Thanks for calling.
Hey, tell them about hanging up.
All right.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
My name's Vinny.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's very good. I'm proud of you.
I'm calling about these gay guys that just called you up and said they were the American Dream.
They
got their girlfriend sucking his face off or something? What kind of talk is that on the radio?
I don't know what kind of talk that is. There's a word for it.
It's profanity.
No, profanity isn't it. Vulgarity is closer, but that's not right either.
And where are they from? They're from Port Chef. You know, Port Chef, they're talking about Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley ain't dead.
Yeah?
Port Chef has... There's more white trash and drugs in Port Chef than any other town.
Now, wait. Now, Port Jefferson and Port Jefferson Station and Port Jefferson Station-Terryville happen to be very nice locations. The people there...
Beltair is a nice
are
place.
What is?
Beltair might be a nice place, but there's nothing...
Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you something about Beltair. Every time I go to Beltair, I've got some town cop on my tail, you know, making sure that I don't stop and look at any houses or God forbid, get out of my car and look at the beach, you know? All they do is they keep you moving.
You look like a dealer.
Anyone who doesn't live there looks like a dealer.
Well, that's why they harass you.
It's ridiculous. Now... You know, it's a nice area, but, you know, other people have the right to enjoy scenery.
Or drugs.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point.
Oh.
You know, this isn't a drug argument. This is a scenery argument.
Oh, no, I went through,
So I don't like... Beltair gives me a bad feeling every time I go in there. I feel like I'm, you know, in occupied territory. I just think they could be a little bit more hospitable. I know they have problems with, you know, people... vandalizing and things like that, but that's, you know, no reason to call in the heavy artillery for everyone else.
Hey, when you own something, you protect it.
Uh-huh. Yes, but they don't own the roads, they don't own the water, they don't own the beaches. There's certain things you just cannot own.
Someone owns it. We are the government, you know what I mean?
Well, we own the government, right, exactly.
Well, we own the roads, then.
Well, not really, you know, even we've entrusted ourselves with the roads, but there's really no way you can own land, you know? Land can never belong to humans. Humans can be entrusted to take care of it.
What are you, an Indian?
No, I'm not an Indian. But
I
appreciate the remark.
You know, they always talk like that.
But they're right.
Eternal.
They're completely correct, because the land is something that if you abuse the land, you'll be the one to regret it more than anyone else. And that's no truer than here on Long Island. Because if everybody that owns land decides that they have the right to build on it and make a profit, the whole island is doomed. And we're going to have, you know, factory smells every night. We're going to have, you know, not a single tree around. You know, sludge washing up on the beaches, all that kind of thing.
Oh, Long Island, you got that now.
Yeah.
You got that now. So Long Island's doomed.
Well, I don't know if it's doomed, but it's certainly at a turning point. And if we don't start thinking seriously about how to fix some of our problems, there's a couple of good things that have taken effect in the last few weeks. There's a new recycling law in Brookhaven. You have to separate newspapers now. It's a pain, but it's for our own good, you know? Recycling of newspapers is going to help.
I live in Brooklyn.
Okay, and there's also the I don't know if you filled up your car with gas recently. There are those new pumps. They're a real pain to deal with, but
yeah, they're funny things on.
Yeah, they keep the gas fumes from going into the air and spreading poisonous ozone and all that kind of thing. So it's worth it. You know, it's a pain, but it's worth it because it's preserving something.
I see.
Keeping
your
it
point.
From getting worse.
But what I called about was Elvis Presley.
Yeah, we did kind of digress. What?
A tangent.
Tangent,
on,
right.
You know, way off on it. Off.
Off, way off.
Set of field.
Well, you know, we only have 4 minutes left, so I'm going to have to try to race through some of these other calls, okay?
Okay, well, anyway, I hope that everybody's going to be down there.
Okay. Burger King with candles?
None of them guys, them idiots.
Uh-huh.
Poor Jeff, them gay guys, that's American Dreams.
They shouldn't go to the Burger Kings.
Well, now, it sounds too confrontational here, so I'm going to have to ask you to listen to this. He's now listening to a dial tone. No offense, though. No offense, but it was necessary. We are going to try to race through these calls in the time we have left. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
It's the know-all, see-all, do-all of radio. Yes, boys and girls, it's Mr. Radio, America's last untamed DJ.
That announcement was brought to you by Friends for Radio Destruction. 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, first of all, I'd like to say, people talk too much.
You gotta have to talk faster.
Why?
Because we only have 3 minutes left, and I do want to get your full comments in.
All right, all right.
People talk too much?
Yeah, everybody on the stupid thing. Oh, not stupid, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But everybody talk too much.
Uh-huh, why is that?
I don't know. It's just that they go on and on and on. Nobody can get through. I've been sitting here for an hour and a half, and then I finally get through.
Uh-huh. Well, now that you have gotten through, what is you have to say?
I don't know. I'm from the CB, and then a lot of people from the CB have been...
You're a CB person, too?
Huh?
You're a CB person, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. What channel do you hang out on?
I don't know. Right now, I'm on Channel 8.
Channel 8.
I go all over the place.
That's good. Have you listened to us before?
Yeah, I listen to you almost every Saturday.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Right. Any other comments you have or questions?
No, not really. But
okay.
I'm just saying people talk too much.
That's true. They do. I agree with you. But, you know, we got mouths. We're here to talk.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Good morning. I'm going to talk very quickly. The CBS have no class. Speaking of trash, I'm thinking of taking a few acting courses by Norm Prosslyn, and Mr. Radio should run for Pope. Thank you.
Run for Pope?
Yes.
Okay. 632-6... I shouldn't give out the phone number because we're almost running out of time, but, well, you all know the number. If you know the number, I'll try to get to the calls. Here we go, as fast as we can. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'd like to say something. You know that goon that just called in about Elvis?
Now, wait a minute. I don't like our listeners attacking each other, okay? Yeah, that's fine.
Right,
that's fine on the streets and in parking lots and things like that, but not on the radio. Radio is sacred.
Okay, that person that called in about Elvis.
Yeah.
Why does he think that Burger King, Elvis made Burger King or something?
I don't know. These traditions, they get started in all different ways, you know?
Wait, my brother just wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead, hurry up.
Hey, I just like to defend the American Dream out there. Well, he's a really good friend of mine from the CB, and I don't think it was right what those people said about the American Dream.
No, the American Dream is something that we don't criticize here.
I think that was really mean. I think that guy should call up next week and apologize.
Well, we'll have to schedule that.
I'd like to meet that guy in some dark alley, just me and him, man, you know?
Well, now, there's dark alleys...
In Belterre.
There's no dark alleys in Belterre.
I know you like Port Jeff, right?
I like Port Jeff. Yeah, Port Jeff is okay.
Yeah, well,
I've always liked
I like
Port
to
Jeff.
Meet that guy in Port Jeff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I want to see what he has to say about
okay,
Port
well,
Jeff.
Look, you guys are on the CB. You guys are on the CB. I want to hear you two talk to each other and arrange something, all right? Get together.
Right.
You're
that
both...
guy, I don't know, man. I think that was the same guy who called before that said he was Daryl, maybe?
Ah, Daryl. Anyway, we got to go.
All right,
thanks
have a nice weekend.
We'll try.
Good rest.
Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yes, I'd like to say that infinite smallness coexists with infinite space.
Are you implying that there's just as much microscopically as there is astronomically?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
yeah it is.
Yeah.
Now, how do we go exploring that, though?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's too small.
I think it is too small.
Yeah.
But that's a very interesting point, because, it parallels very much the outer reaches of the universe, the electrons and neutrons and protons that are floating around in all of us.
Yeah.
And think of it. Not only here, but all over the place, all over the universe, are these little tiny atoms and things. And who knows what's going on there?
Yep.
There could be intelligent life there, too.
Very small, though.
It's enough to drive you crazy.
It certainly is.
Yeah. It's a good note to end on. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. More insanity. And there's more insanity up ahead. So stay with us here in WUSB in Stony Brook. We'll be back again next week with Brain Damage. And, have yourselves a safe week. Try not to think about things like outer space and extraterrestrials and CB too much. Could drive you insane.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games, days of chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the car. in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
But there is one on Thursday, January 12th, with Jules Holland playing the band.
Oh,
This is Beth with the concert billboard for Sunday, January 8th. Tonight, there are no gigs. Well, but there is one on Thursday, January 12th, with Jules Holland playing at the Ritz. Friday, January 13th, Babo Latunji will be at the Bottom Line. The Fleshtones will be at Maxwell's, and Johnny Copeland will be at the Lone Star Cafe. Saturday, January 14th, the Art Farmer Quintet with Clifford Jordan will be at IMAC of Huntington, and A Room Full of Blues will be at the Lone Star Cafe. Tuesday, January 17th, the Cowboy Junkies will be at the Bottom Line. Wednesday, January 18th, Duran Duran will be at the Nassau Coliseum. Wow, what a show. And Slave Rider will be at the Cat Club. Friday, January 20th, the Dead Milkmen, Wiper, and Baz Claus will be at the Ritz. The Feelies will be at the Bottom Line, and Johnny Paycheck will be at the Lone Star Cafe. Saturday, January 21st, Chico Hamilton and Euphoria will be at IMAC of Huntington. The Feelies will be at the Bottom Line, and there will be a Super Bowl of Hardcore at the Ritz. Monday, January 23rd, Billy Preston will be at the Bottom Line. Friday, January 27th, the Beach Boys in Chicago will be at the Nassau Coliseum, the Bullet Boys will be at Sundance, and Dr. John and the Vipers will be at the Lone Star Cafe. This has been the County Billboard for Sunday, January 8th. The billboard can be heard on WUSB Stony Brook weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m. and 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. If you have any questions or need further information, please give us a call here at the station at 632-6901.
Thank you, Beth. Hi, I'm Sister Sarah, and I'm going to be filling in for the brothers, but we do have the great pleasure of having Brother Nick come in, hopefully, a little later, around 1 o'clock. If you have any requests, give me a call here at 632-6901. Right now, here are the Mekons with Oblivion.